Max, stop.
What?
I've got a Funyun.
What? What? I don't care.
Yeah, it is painful, and I just wanted to tell you because if you're planning on taking me with you somewhere this month, I don't want to go. I just want to sit in my recliner.
Well, I'm not planning on taking you. I do not need you. I have a plan actually all worked out. You know, now's as good a time as any. I had actually very conveniently just started recording right before you rudely burst into the room. I was about to introduce myself in the traditional way that I haven't done in so long, thanks to your constant interruptions and the interruptions of baby Kay, who I guess I'm gonna have to get from the other room here to before I take the trip. But anyways, let me do the introduction. Hi, I'm Max. I'm an engineer and inventor, and this here is the Bageltron 2000. Bageltron 2000 opens up portals to other dimensions, which I have been traveling through for nearly 6 years, visiting many different parallel Earths, picking up some hitchhikers along the way, including Jack Strobe, who you've already sort of met here on the audio. He is my roommate, and also the aforementioned baby K, who that's a whole thing. I really want to get into it right now. He's coming with me on the trip, though, so I'm gonna go and grab him real quick. Jack, if you want to fill the listeners in on anything else while I go grab baby K, I'm just gonna put him straight in the safety pod this time.
Yeah, I've been suggesting to the listeners that you all join the Patreon and help support this show with a small monthly donation. It would really help us out and would help us keep this show going. Now, in the past, I've suggested it, but I'm going to try something different. This month, I am ordering you to join the Patreon. This is not optional. This is me ordering you. Right now, put this on pause, go join the Patreon, set up a monthly pledge, and then come back and listen to the rest. And if you do, you will have amazing luck for the next month. Go to patreon.com/dispatchesfm. If you do not join the Patreon after having been ordered to do so, there will be consequences. You will have terrible luck, especially in your romantic life. Bad things will happen to you if you don't join the Patreon.
All right, I got baby K all strapped up here in the safety box. Wait, what was that, Jack?
Bad things will happen to the listeners if they don't join the Patreon.
Okay.
They'll lose their loved ones.
No, oh my gosh, no. No, no, nobody's gonna die if you don't join the Patreon.
But be terribly maimed. Maybe not die.
No, not that either. Okay, I left thinking that you were just going to engage in some friendly one-way banter with the audience.
The time for friendliness is over.
Oh, gosh.
It's time for ordering and consequences.
No. Okay, listen. Sorry, listeners, for whatever it is that Jack just said, probably none of it is true. Okay, I don't know. An unknown quantity of it is true. Anyways, I got baby K here. He's in the safety pod. As you may know, if you were listening to our previous episode, I have a bottle here of Grandpa's Vapors. It is an extremely rare whiskey that apparently tastes absolutely awful.
I can now verify it does taste absolutely awful.
You did? No, you didn't open it, did you?
Well, just a small little decanter.
No. Oh, gosh. Now it's worth even less than it already was due to the crash of the whiskey market. But
I think it has negative value, Max. Like, it's that bad of whiskey.
Okay. Well, listen, I found somebody who's interested. They run a shop. It's called True Essences.
It's like some sort of whiskey emporium, like the place you got this?
Maybe, I guess, kind of. I don't know exactly. I didn't really get a lot of information, but they said they were very interested in the bottle of Grandpa's Vapors. Any condition, they said. They'd just been looking to get a hold of a bottle of this stuff. So the fact that you opened it hopefully doesn't degrade the value too much, more than it already has been degraded, but
you can't get lower value, Max. I'm telling you, this is the worst
whiskey.
Okay,
all right,
objectively,
I get it. Yes, I get it. We're getting rid of it, though, and I don't know. It doesn't sound like they're interested in buying it. Sounds like another situation where they're going to trade, but unfortunately my back's up against the wall here because it does seem like there's really no cash market for this product. I have been trying for the last month to sell it outright, and nobody wants it. Nobody wants it at all.
Add me to that list.
And I might have gotten on the radar again of the Catholic Church for offenses against nature just for possessing this. So we definitely need to get rid of it. I don't want to get entangled with them again. We had issues with the Rodney and all that stuff. I don't need to be involved with them and their censorship bureau. So I'm going to go now to the coordinates that I got for True Essences and come back with something that's hopefully more valuable or at least of similar value to maybe not this bottle, but the things that we've had previously, like the unicorn that was laying the kidney stones. That was actually a pretty, we should have just kept that one and sold those gold kidney stones maybe. But oh well, what's done is done, and I can only move forward from here. So I got the coordinates, dialing those in. Now listeners, you're not hearing the sound of the Bageltron 2000 that I mentioned earlier, because that's the original, and I'm using the Bageltron 2.0, the Bageltron 2000 2.0. You know, I haven't really come up with a great name for it. It's the Mark II Bageltron 2000 that we obtained from another Max, who apparently was a slightly better engineer and inventor than I am, because this is much more compact, fits in my pocket, the whole thing. It's great. And it's also a lot more sleek of a portal. So here we go. I'm going to open it up, and I'll see you later, Jack.
All right. Your rash cleared up, too, since you started using this new one.
Wait, rash? What rash?
The one from the fuzzy edges. A rash, like, on the backs of your thighs and, like, these weird pustules.
Okay, I didn't actually notice that, and it's disturbing to me that you did.
Well.
Why were you looking at the backs of my thighs?
It's kind of unavoidable with some of the clothes you wear, Max.
No. Okay, whatever. I'm leaving. Baby Kay and I are leaving. Here we go. All right. The coordinates plopped me directly outside of a shop. It says right there on the sign, True Essences. So I'm going to head on in and see what kind of a deal I can make today. All right. Oh, this is an interesting little shop. We've got a lot of glass jars on shelves. It's kind of dimly lit. It's had more of an apothecary feel than like a whiskey type shop. I don't really actually see any whiskeys or liquors of any kind. Just a lot of glass jars in varying colors with, I don't know, what appear to be some kind of living vapors inside of them. I've never seen anything quite like this. Huh.
Hey, welcome to True Essences.
Oh, gosh, of course. I should have known that I was communicating with the Jack Strobe. Yes, this is Baby K. He can't hear you, and you can't hear him because he is stowed away safely in the safety pod.
Well, the prices have fallen a lot, but I can still give you 30 transdimensional ducats for your baby, although you can't tell anyone.
No, I'm not here to sell the baby.
Oh, I know. Wink, wink. Nobody is coming to sell anything. I get it, but you need money for your drugs or whatever the thing is.
I don't.
Let me just get your money.
Okay, well, hang on. I do need money. The baby is not what I came here to deal with, though. It is this. I assume you're the one that I've been communicating with about Grandpa's vapors. Yes.
Now, you realize that if you trade this to me, all trades are fine.
Now, hang on. You just said a moment ago you had money. Let's talk money.
Well, for your baby, yes. Or is that someone else's baby? I pay less if you're not the parent, if you just, like, snatched it.
I mean, am I the parent? Technically, kind of. I didn't snatch the baby, okay? I was sort of kind of involved in the creation of this baby.
Anything with a story that long, the price is lower. We're talking, like, 15 transdimensional ducats.
Anyway, but listen, I can't sell the baby. I'm not here to sell the baby. That low of an amount of transdimensional ducats is of no use to me. I'm here to deal with Grandpa's vapors. I hear you have a strong interest in it. I thought this was going to be, like, some kind of a, like, liquor shop, collectible liquor shop or something, and it doesn't look like that's what this is at all. What is True Essences?
True
what is this place?
Essences. Well, I mean, we have the true essences of many, many things. You open one of these jars, and you can experience the true essence of an important time, place, with all of the sensory inputs that were in that moment. So, for instance, look at this shelf here. I have Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, the true essence of it. You open that jar, his voice, you'll hear it, you'll see him, you'll smell his sweat. I mean, it's everything.
Wow. Okay.
And
That's interesting.
This one here, another highly collectible. That's why these ones here are behind glass. You can't actually even touch these. Very valuable. This one here, George Washington's farewell address before Congress, when he declined to take additional terms as president and set the precedent of two terms.
Wow, this is fascinating. Wait, so hang on. How did you collect these things? Do you have time travel?
No, buy and sell them from people that have collected them throughout history.
Huh, wait, what? Okay, all right. I have a lot of questions because this is not a thing that I even knew was possible in any dimension, but apparently there are multiple dimensions that have this kind of technology even hundreds of years ago. Wow, okay, this is a lot to process. Or knowing Jack Strobe, which is your name, as I now am aware.
That's right, and is on my name tag here.
Yes, I know. Well, you didn't sign your emails with that name, but anyway, knowing the nature of Jack Strobe, this could all be an elaborate ruse. How do I know any of this is real? How do I know these aren't just some kind of like fairy dust jars? I open it up and like it's going to give me, I don't know, some sort of like kiwi disease or something.
Well, here, let's open up this one here. This is the moment that Einstein thought of his theory of relativity.
All right. So hang on. You're claiming that in this jar is the essence of the moment that Einstein conceived of the theory of relativity.
That's right. So we can open it and it won't degrade as long as we only leave it open for a few seconds. So Just go ahead and open it up.
Do I breathe it in or do
just
I like
stick? Hover your face over the opening. You can breathe in, but don't like vacuum inhale because it's not actually great for you to get it in your nose.
Okay, now hang on.
And that actually would degrade it. You just want to gently inhale.
How do I know that this isn't just going to knock me out? Like this is some kind of like a chloroform soaked rag type of situation. And as soon as I take in this so-called essence, I'm going to be passed out and I'm going to wake up in a bathtub missing a kidney.
I guess I could go first.
I would feel comfortable with that. Yes, please.
Over here, I have Marilyn Monroe making out with John F. Kennedy.
Hang on. If you're gonna go first, you need to do the same one that I'm about to do. Otherwise, how do I know that one isn't the chloroform and the other one's fine?
Oh, but yours is not as interesting. Okay, fine. I'll open yours, the Einstein one here. All right, now gentle inhale.
Okay, sure. Like you're just taking in some tea.
I see him sitting at his desk. Yeah, he's getting the look on his face. Yep. All right. He's definitely arched his eyebrow. He's got something. All right. You wanna try?
All right. I mean, I could. I'm fine. Just you know what? Fine. You didn't pass out or anything. So here, give it. I'll open the jar. Oh.
Now normally you would hear everything as well, but this one, there's not really any sound. But we'll open some other ones up that have some sound.
No, I did hear him put his pencil down. It was very faint, though.
Yeah.
Wow. I see what you mean now. But the essence, like I really felt like the feelings that he was feeling.
Yeah.
That moment of sort of like euphoria and just like, wow.
Did you notice how much younger he looks than your picture of Einstein?
Yeah.
Like he's way, way younger.
It's true. I don't know how you knew what I was picturing Einstein to be, but you're right. You're right. Wow. Oh, I don't disclose this as often as I probably should, but I am recording all of this for a podcast, so it would actually be good if we could get an essence that has a little more sound. Wait, is it somehow going straight into my brain, or is everyone hearing that? Could we hear this on the recording?
Oh, yeah, the recording should pick it up. Here, let's do the Gettysburg Address. Now, this is a...
Ooh, Gettysburg Address. That's a good one, yeah.
This is a really valuable one. It is not the most valuable version, because there's been multiple captures of that particular address, because there were multiple people there capturing it from different angles, but this is one of the most valuable things I own.
This is a potential trade then for Grandpa's vapors?
No.
Ah.
No, but I will open it for just a few seconds and you can experience the moment.
Oh man, this is exciting. The 47 years ago, our forefathers, et cetera, et cetera. Like that's a famous speech that I remember at least the first half line to.
That's right. That's the speech. And I'm not sure where it's going to pick up because every time you open it, it picks up from where it left off last time. And I don't remember where I was last time, but it eventually resets and starts from the beginning. You just can't leave it open for more than just a few seconds, though.
Sure.
It seriously degrades if you start leaving it open.
All right.
Just a few seconds.
Any part of it, even if it's not the famous four score part, it's going to be exciting, I'm sure.
All right, here you go. All right, we're going to put that lid back on. Don't want to leave it open too long.
Wait, what? That was it?
That
was just a coughing fit. What are you talking about? Okay, now this is where the scam has begun. Now you're just scamming me, right? That was.
Well, I'm not. I don't want to sell this one to you.
Yeah, that's true. You weren't even offering that to me.
It's just that they didn't write down the coughing fit when they wrote down his speech, so most people just read it as written, but of course, if you listen to the original one, he had a terrible coughing fit, like, in the first about a third of the way through.
I see. All right. Well, okay. What are you willing to trade me then? What is so great about Grandpa's Vapors anyway that you want it?
Well, it is hypothesized that Grandpa's Vapors has a true essence in it of the grandfather, of the one who invented this whiskey. Like, the true essence of a moment. Let's call it a vapors moment.
Huh. Okay. So it fits in with the shop theme.
Yes. It has been alleged that this is a really terrible tasting whiskey, and I'm guessing it's because of the mixture of the whiskey with a true essence of that moment.
All right. Well, I mean, do you need to sample the wares here before we decide on like what you are willing to trade?
I would like to open it and gently inhale to see.
All right. You know what? Be my guest.
Okay. Yep. Like I feel like it's right in my face.
oh, wow. Even though I'm not that close to it, I got it over here, too. I heard that, and I just fully experienced it, unfortunately. Wow. How did Jag not mention that? I mean, other Jag. Anyways.
Wow.
Oh, okay. You closed it, right?
Wow.
Yeah, it's closed.
Yeah.
Okay. That just lingers, too.
Now, you might wonder, why would someone want this?
Listen, I'm not going to yuck anybody's yum here, okay? Like, I don't need to know. Just, if you want it, you want it. That's fine.
Well, you never thought to ask who Grandpa was.
I guess no, I did not think to ask that. I don't see how it's particularly relevant, but please enlighten me.
Well, it wouldn't be worth anything if it was just some random old guy having gas.
No, I would imagine not.
No, this was made by one of the grandchildren of Charlie Chaplin.
Uh-huh.
You thought he was silent, see? Because all his movies, he's silent. But he had 8 children with a woman that he married. There was quite the age difference between them, let's say. He had 8 children and quite a few grandchildren. Grandpa's vapors.
Okay. All right.
That is the essence of Charlie Chaplin having a moment.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, listen, what's it worth to you? That's the real question. That's what I'm here to do, is make a deal. What can I get in exchange for this?
Well, does the essence of a Charlie Chaplin digestional distress moment have value where you come from? I mean, you might be able to just sell it without trading it.
It would be too difficult to explain to most of the people that I encounter. I came here to make a deal. I want to just make a deal. I want something that doesn't require as much explanation.
All right. Well, I've got a couple brand new jars that I bought sight unseen based on the labels. Let's check those out and see if, A, if they're as good as I hope they'll be, and B, if they're interesting to you.
Okay, please. Let's see them.
All right.
Or feel them, or fully experience them, or whatever the phrase is.
This one out here. This jar here.
Okay, all right. Let's see what it says on here. U.S. President Berliner moment. Oh, yeah, no, that is pretty famous. I know that one. JFK, did this big speech, and kind of it's a joke among, like, German speakers that he called himself a Berliner, which is like a jelly donut or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas he meant that he's a person from Berlin like them, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I bought this. I have not yet sampled it. Would you like to do the honors?
You know what? Yeah, this one has promise. This is a fairly well-known moment, I think. Maybe, still. I don't know how many people still remember JFK, but I'll sample it. Let's give it a try here.
Guten Tag. Bitte gib mir einen Berliner.
Well, that doesn't sound like
I
JFK.
I love those donuts. Ah, danke, danke.
Okay, what? Wait, that sounded like... Oh my gosh, that's not JFK at all. That's like Bill Clinton ordering an actual donut.
Oh, no. In that case, I
guess it does just say U.S. President Berliner moment. That's, yeah, I guess that's still an accurate description, but...
It looks like I vastly overpaid.
And I'm going to pass on that one, for sure.
All right, let's see. Well, there's another one that I bought here. This one, if it's as good as it sounds, this one should be quite valuable. I think I'll be able to sell it for a lot. Look at this one. Winston Churchill talking dirty. I'm going to open this one.
Okay. Okay, yeah, you go ahead. I'll listen in.
Oh, no, not again. Not again. Oh, did you recognize that little bit of that song there?
I do not need the essence of Never Gonna Give You Up.
It's not. It is not the essence of Never Gonna Give You Up. That would actually be worth something.
It is. I recognize it. You just got Rickrolled.
No, it was the essence of a random person getting Rickrolled.
Wait, it's not. Okay, you got Rickrolled by a Rickroll?
Yeah, basically. Somebody got Rickrolled and someone else was there capturing the essence of that person getting Rickrolled, and then they put it in one of these essence jars and they send it to me, and everyone thinks they're so original, but does that wall over there look like this is an original joke? There are hundreds.
Wow, those are all the same color and swirl pattern in the jar. That's how you tell that they're all the same genre of
experience. I relabeled them
experience,
as Rickrolls, but of course, not the same Rickroll, because there are many, many people have been Rickrolled and captured the essence of that.
Yeah.
Many different Rickroll experiences.
Yeah, but they all do have kind of that same look to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, that's the look of horror.
How did you not recognize it just from the look inside the jar?
Yeah, it's kind of a cloudy glass.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
A lot of times they make them more opaque if it's a Rickroll. I just thought it was old.
It is easier to recognize when they're all together on the shelf like that over there than just this one by itself, I guess. You just got lured in by the promise of Winston Churchill talking dirty.
It's jar bait. Uh-huh. Kind of like clickbait, but when it's written on a jar and you open it.
Yep. All right.
So,
great. Well, thanks for that.
You want to trade for hundreds of unique Rickroll essences?
I do not need Rickroll essences. I'm not here to get prank material. I'm here to get something that I can hopefully make some serious money off of to solve my cash flow problems related to Baby K.
Well, I could sell you a lesser known speech. Like, let's see here. I've got Jimmy Carter's State of the Union from 1979.
Wow, that
from someone
sounds
sitting
like
on
a major snooze fest.
From someone sitting on his left about 10 feet away.
That does not help it sound like any less of a snooze fest. What else is there?
How do you feel about the Sermon on the Mount?
Whoa. Okay, now that one has That has promise, but that's kind of a long speech. And you said that you can only open these doors for a few seconds without it degrading?
Yeah, that's right. You would have to listen to it in like 5-second snippets, and it would take, a couple years to hear it all.
Jeez. Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a little hard to monetize. What do you have in the shorter shot? Something more like what we listened to earlier with like Einstein or not the Rick Roll or necessarily the Bill Clinton thing, but like short like those.
Well,
but
short.
Meaningful and something good.
Well, how about Gandhi's hiccups?
Okay, that does sound funny, but I don't.
But that one got left open. It's a little degraded.
Okay, no, pass. Hard pass.
Well, I don't know. How do you feel about Star Wars sound effects?
Okay, you've got my attention. We're talking like being there the moment that they put together the lightsaber effect, or like Chewbacca, or
here,
like
this jar right here,
Millennium Falcon. Okay, wait. The label on here says man getting bit by an alligator and he screams.
Yep.
I don't remember there being any alligators in any of the many, 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 many Star Wars films or TV shows.
It is a sound effect.
Or
that
holiday
was used.
Specials. You sure about that?
Absolutely.
Man getting bit by an alligator and he screams.
Oh yes.
All right. You know what? It's okay for me to open it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
wow. Okay, no, I recognize that one. And although it's not the setting that I would have expected, it transported me to a sound booth next to some guy.
Sheb Wooley. And if you smell that slightly sour smell in the air, that is Sheb Wooley's spittle that was aerated in that moment.
Oh, I assumed that was some sort of cologne or something. Wow. It's a sound recording booth. He's talking into a microphone, taupe walls. I mean, it's an unexpected experience that doesn't go as much with the effect as I thought, but then I looked down and I saw that he was truly in pain because he actually was so dedicated to this thing. Apparently he sprung a bear trap on his leg. That was the most unexpected part.
The little known fact, but that sound effect ended up getting used in a lot of movies.
Oh yeah, I know. No, this one's very promising. Yeah, so wait, you're willing to trade me Grandpa's Vapors for man getting bit? No, whatever. It's the Wilhelm scream.
Yeah. I've had it for a long time. I've tried to sell it. But your movies in your dimension are not the movies that are popular in a lot of other dimensions. A lot of other dimensions, Star Wars was just a complete flop. So.
No, so they don't have quite as many, 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 many movies and shows and comic books and Funko Pops, action figures, cartoon spinoffs.
Yeah,
okay. Well, you know what? I think this is a deal we can make. I'm willing to make this deal. Let's do it.
All right. Here, put your thumb on this
I'm accustomed to this. We've done this a few times here. All right.
All right. You are now the official owner of the Wilhelm Scream, as you call it.
Yes. Excellent. Okay. All right. Great. Well, I'm fairly pleased with this. I have to say, I feel better about this interaction than I often feel after interacting with some version of Jack Strobe across the multiverse. So thank you. And I hope you enjoy Charlie Chaplin's vapors.
Oh, I have plans for this. And it's not...
I don't need to know.
Enjoy is not the word. I have serious plans for this.
I am a little curious, but I don't actually want to know. I'm moving on. We're moving on. We've done the trade. And if the law enforcement comes asking, you didn't get it from me.
No. It's nothing like too off the wall. I just plan to convince someone that they are Charlie Chaplin.
I didn't want to know. And also, by the way, if the Catholic Church comes calling again, you don't know me. We don't know each other.
Oh, yes. I remember about 1 out of 4 interactions with the enforcement arm of the Catholic Church. The other 3 out of 4, I have no idea what happened.
Okay.
They wiped my memory.
Yeah. Yeah. That's unfortunate. All right. Thanks again. I'm going to head back. So let me just open up my portal here. And have a great day. I certainly think I will.
Oh, you're back. And
I am back.
What did you get there?
Yeah, check this out. Isn't this awesome? Look at it.
It's a jar of, what is that, steam inside?
Not exactly. It's a true essence. And look at the label.
Man getting bit by an alligator and he screams.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right.
Listen. Just open up the jar.
Okay.
Take a very shallow breath of it, smell of it, and then shut the jar right away.
Oh, wow. All right.
Ah, did you see all that?
I feel like that. It's not just like that's a familiar sound. I feel like I've heard it somewhere.
Oh,
before.
Yes. You've heard it many, many places. Assuming you've watched very much media on this dimension at all, you've heard it probably hundreds of times, maybe thousands of times. And now you can experience it.
Well, like, I feel like I actually just saw the guy recording it.
Yes, exactly.
And like there was real pain there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, did you look down at his leg?
Yeah, I mean I couldn't help but look down with the pain and everything.
Uh-huh.
And
right. Yeah.
Like how did that's
Sheb Wooley recording the infamous Wilhelm scream, and it is now mine. I have it, and we can monetize it, I'm pretty sure, or at least sell it to somebody else who wants to monetize it. This is a definite trade up.
Oh,
I think. I did learn that the Grandpa's Vapors thing was actually Charlie Chaplin's essence or something. I don't know why you didn't mention the like extended experience when you opened the bottle before, but
I had already drank a bunch of other whiskey and I thought I was hallucinating, like something really bad happened to me.
No, apparently it was the true essence of a moment, just like this. But this is a minor moment, and yes, it is in a sound booth. But I still think that maybe this is a step in the right direction. Maybe for the first time in many months, I think. I don't know.
I hope so, Max.
I'll find out. I'm going to spend some time researching over the next month, try to find somebody who wants to buy this, or if there's some way that we can turn a consistent profit off of this that would make us more money than those gold kidney stones would have made from that unicorn.
That would be tough. I wish we'd kept the unicorn.
I do kind of wish that now, too. But this is what we have. I'm going to see what I can do with it.
Good luck.
Dispatches from the Multiverse is produced by Tim Ellis, starring J.R. Willett as Jack True Fetishes Strobe and Tim Ellis as Max. Want to support this podcast and help make sure it continues? Tell all your friends about us and share us online. Then check out patreon.com/dispatchesfm. where you can support us directly and access exclusive bonus content like brainstorming sessions, sweet merch, raw recordings, other audio, and truly essential peaks. See what I did there? Behind the interdimensional curtain. Check the show notes or our website for links to our listener Discord and visit us online at dispatches.fm.
I got to start with one that will impress you because all the other ones are let down.
Okay, fair enough.